ensues. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Following the Supreme Court's decision to strike down Roe v. Wade Friday, thousands of people have been protesting across the U.S. Fox's Alexis McAdams has more.
Most of the protests were peaceful, but that was not the case out in Portland. Investigators say things took a violent turn after investigators found 60 people dressed in all black breaking windows of the banks and coffee shops in downtown Portland. They also say people vandalized a pregnancy center there.
The FBI and police are investigating a fire at a Christian pregnancy center in Longmont, Colorado, early Saturday as a possible arson. A man protesting in Los Angeles was charged with attempted murder after throwing a makeshift flamethrower at an LAPD officer. The Supreme Court expected to make additional major rulings before their summer recess. Fox's Lucas Tomlinson has more.
Also remaining, Kennedy versus Bremerton, Washington school districts. This is that high school football coach who was fired in 2015 for praying by himself while at the school and visible by some students. One parent complained because her son is atheist.
Police in South Africa launching an investigation into the deaths of at least 21 people at a tavern in East London Sunday. Authorities say the victims were minors, ranging in age from 13 to 17 years old. There were no visible signs of injuries. President Biden is currently at the G7 summit in Germany, joining other world leaders to discuss global issues. Fox's Peter Ducey reports.
President Biden, while in Europe, is still blaming Putin for high inflation back home and high gas prices back home. But now he is also doing something about it. He's banding together with the rest of the G7 leaders to ban exports of gold from Russia that Putin had basically been selling to pay for the war in Ukraine.
America is listening to Fox News.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
At a Save America rally in Mendon, Illinois, Saturday night, former President Trump praised the Supreme Court's reversal of Roe versus Wade.
The court handed down a victory for the Constitution, a victory for the rule of law, and above all, a victory for life. This breakthrough is the answer to the prayers of millions and millions of people.
The number of migrant caravans arriving at the southern border continues to surge. Fox's Griff Jenkins has more from Eagle Pass, Texas.
The Biden administration says they have operational control of our southern border, but the pictures tell a very different story. Just hours after I arrived here, a large group of migrants, easily more than 300, that have crossed in 101 degree heat. They are largely from Venezuela, Cuba, Colombia, and they are parts of that previous caravan we had earlier this month. They told me they were in that coming from Venezuela. We also had a group of about 25 Venezuelans crossed. The officials here say that it is overwhelming, but it is a typical day to have these kind of numbers.
Detecting public security threats might become easier with the use of artificial intelligence.
Artificial intelligence, or AI, is being used to help secure sites from sports arenas to churches and schools, scanning for weapons as people walk between standing panels, alerting security standing by. Bay State-based Liberty Defense has developed AI tech combined with 3D imaging, capable of hunting for non-metallic threats.
So whether that's a gun or a knife or plastic explosive that could do damage, or maybe even drugs, right, or liquids.
The new Hexwave system will be tested this summer at a Hindu temple, a major university, and at the airport in Toronto.
Fox's Molly Line. AI critics say the technology raises privacy concerns. Tech companies claim they don't save data or images. I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.